Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing bad texting kills attraction. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend? I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, dateme.tips, to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing bad texting kills attraction. So if you're trying to attract somebody for the first time, then you need to make sure that you've got good text game. Because if you don't, then the chances of you going on a date with someone are very slim. I'm going to be giving you three pieces of advice in how to make sure you don't have bad text game and you don't kill attraction before you even get to go on a date. So let's get straight into this. And number one is don't send heavy texts. So if you're trying to attract somebody for the first time, you need to make sure you don't send heavy texts. And heavy texts are messages which are generally negative subjects and also are often very long. If you don't really know somebody that well, maybe you've just got their number, maybe you've just slid into their DMs, whatever way the situation has panned out, if you're messaging somebody new, then you don't want to send messages which are negative. You don't want to send them messages which tell them how bad your life is, how upset you are, how angry you are, how things just don't go right for you, and how you're always moaning, because this is not going to appeal to somebody you're trying to attract. They don't know you, they don't know your life story, they're not attracted to you at this point, and they're obviously not going to be as bothered as if somebody was very close to you and already in a relationship. Now, that being said, if you are in a relationship, then even though you're going to be sending messages which aren't always rosy and light, you also need to make sure your messages to your loved one aren't always heavy, because once again, that is going to eventually start to grind them down. But as I said, in this podcast, we're concentrating on brand new connections and when you're trying to attract somebody for the first time. So in this instance, there really is no excuse to send heavy texts. If you send a message which has got a very negative connotation, then the person receiving it is just going to get very bored very quickly. In particular, if the message you send is really long, then why on earth would they want to spend their time talking to you? A lot of us don't have much time in our day, so if we get a message and we glance at it, it's off somebody we don't really know very well, and it's really long and it's really negative, they are very likely to just think, oh, well, forget that, I'm not even going to read all of this, you know, I'm just not going to reply. Or maybe they'll think, well, maybe I'll reply later, but since they've read it, the notification is now gone, they'll probably forget it ever happened, and you might never hear from them again. So please make sure, if you're messaging somebody new, keep your texts fun, light-hearted, and carefree. Okay, so let's move on to number two. And point number two is don't do too much texting. You need to remember what the goal is when you're trying to attract somebody, and that is to go on a date. So make sure you are not spending too much time texting. You need to get from A to B as quickly as possible. And whether or not that means you go through the communication levels, or whether you go straight from texting to a date, well, that's for you to decide. You need to work out and use your common sense on how your connection feels and what the rapport is like, to whether you can go straight from messages and after 5 or 6 actually ask whether you want to go on a date, or whether you might be thinking after a few messages, okay, maybe it's not going to work out with a date straight away. I mean, maybe there's a bit of distance between you, for instance. So in that respect, you need to just go through the communication levels, and that is messages, phone call, video call, meet. so there are many reasons why you might decide to go through the communication levels. It could be via online dating and you want to get to know each other a bit better, bearing in mind you don't know each other in that instance, and in that respect, messages is just one layer of communication. You might want to go to the next stage, and the next stage is a phone call. You can hear each other's voice, you can work out each other a little bit more with that, and then a video call, confirm you actually look like your photos on the dating profile, and then you have a meet. You know, that can be a nice way to steadily proceed through the levels. But even in that instance, you need to make sure that you're progressing relatively quickly. You don't want to be spending all of your time messaging, because if you do, you're going to be wasting opportunities to ask this person on a date. And let me tell you, somebody else will be in the background. And if you waste too much time messaging and not building enough connection because all they've got is words to read, then somebody else in the background will ask them on a date. And before you know it, one day you'll send a message and it won't be replied to. Or maybe you'll send a message and even worse, you're blocked. Okay? This is when you're taking things too slow. So please make sure you don't text too much. Please make sure you are aiming for the date. And at the very least, you are moving through the communication levels. If you would like an example of how to move through the communication levels, then check out my Patreon. I've put a link in the description and I've got a podcast on there amongst others, which are only on my Patreon, which will explain to you in a little more detail about the communication levels and why they are important. So if you want to check out my Patreon, please click the link in the description. So now let's go to point number three, and this is not waiting for a reply. And when you're sending a message, when you're trying to prepare yourself for a date, you need to have a very high level of value, okay? And coming across as needy is really going to decrease that value. And one of the quickest ways to look needy is to message somebody once they haven't replied. So if you send a message, you don't get a reply, and 10 minutes later you send them another message, and then half an hour later another, and then 2 hours later you say, have you got my message? Why haven't you replied? That is going to come across as very needy and it's going to destroy attraction. You'll probably find out that they was busy with something, okay? You need to make sure you let somebody reply. You need to give them space. If they don't reply, you don't send another message. You should not double text. Think of texting as tennis. You hit the ball over the net and you wait until it's hit back. You can't just hit another ball over the net. You know, and it's the same with texting. You send the text, you send the message, you need to wait until there's a reply. I don't care if it's the next day, okay? Just wait. Wait to see when they want to get in contact with you. Think of it this way. If they haven't replied, it's either because they can't, maybe they're busy, or they don't want to. There is not another reason. So you texting again is not going to come across as good. It's not going to make them speed up the process. They will contact you when they can. All they'll do is if they see lots of messages from you when they've got back to their phone after they've been busy, they'll just be thinking, well, you know, why have they done this? You know, this person is very needy, they're very low value, and I don't want to meet them. So that is a very quick way of killing your attraction. So please make sure you wait for a reply when you are texting. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I hope you realize the importance of good text game, because bad texting kills attraction.